It's 12:06 and time for Art-Centric Midday Matters here on WBOY. If you'd like to join today's conversation, and we know that you'd like to, this is a good show that Julie and I have been looking forward to all month, 260-452-1185. You can write in at middaymatters@nipr.fm, or you can post on our Facebook page, Midday Matters. I'm Sarah D'Elia, joined in the studio with my Art-Centric partner in crime, Julia Meek.
Thank you, Sarah. And as Sarah and I have been declaring this whole new year, we are on a serious art-centric mission to lighten winter's sadness. And in the meantime, Super Bowl and its seemingly mandatory party mode is coming up in just a few weeks. So we've invited our own favorite party planner,
the Woohoo!
with the bells and whistles, Journal Gazette and WBOY Slice of Life reporter Eileen Goltz to join us for this hour. She's armed with tasty tips and recipes and, no doubt, some amusing Super Bowl party recollections. We hope you're going to be ready to share some of your own and your questions, so get ready to give us a call at 452-1185 or post on our Midday Matters Facebook page. But first, as we live for, Sarah and I each have a quick pick art tip for you, a sparkling gem among the shining mass of this week's local art centricities you might want to consider. What's your pick, Sarah?
My pick is something that's actually going on Sunday. Folks may have heard earlier in the week that kind of a legend in Fort Wayne, from my understanding, Willie J. Fields passed away. He was known in the karaoke community.
Indeed.
In Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And was also an artist, drew your picture at local bars, and he passed away recently. And so O'Sullivan's is having a benefit for him on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. And all the money that's raised that night is going to raise a headstone for Willie. So a good cause. I'm sure there will be some live music and food and drink, and that's at O'Sullivan's, downtown Fort Wayne, Sunday 2 to 8 p.m.
A sad thing, but a bittersweet way to celebrate a wonderfully art-centric individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good call. And you know, actually, I'm staying in the art-centric side of the sports groove for this whole hour, so I'm suggesting a Better Forts amusing and amazing ball for a cause, and that's tomorrow evening, 7:30 at the University of St. Francis. You can watch your favorite famous folk from the fort face off in the name of giving, and they're raising money and awareness to benefit the Easter Seals Ark of Northeast Indiana and Matt Anthony's Children's Hope House. Art-centrically speaking, here's the tie-in. Two very well-known local hip-hoppers, Neezy Nice and Jay Tubbs, are the team captains, and then they're having rosters that include all kinds of popular Fort Wayne faces. So good sportitude for a good cause, a good time. It's a Better Forts ball for a cause tomorrow night, 7:30 at the University of St. Francis. Something for everyone.
Something
then.
For everyone.
And now it's Go Team Taste Bud.
Oh, woohoo. Again, start your clocks. I can't say start your engines. That's a whole another sports
That's
event.
Another, yes, time of year. But, well, we like mm-hmm. May Madness as well. But in the meantime, we have our own slice of life team captain, Eileen Goltz. What are the odds that you have some winning strategies for Super Bowl superfood?
Well, I don't know. I don't play the odds because that's math, and I don't do math ever, as my friends will tell you. But one of the things that I've always found is that Super Bowl generates a lot of talk, a lot of fun, and quite frankly, most people have a party of some sorts. It depends if you define a party as two or three friends coming by to watch mm-hmm. the game, or having, you know, the entire your son's entire football team there, just then you've got to feed them. For me, it's as much about the commercials as it is about the game. I have very dear friends who have season's football tickets for the Colts, and every time that they do take us down there, I'm rooting for the clock to say 0-0-0-0. I'm not your biggest football
be the
fan.
Winner.
Right. But when it comes to Super Bowl, we always have the game on. We always have food. And we've had some memorable parties when there have been teams that I've been, I guess, interested in, like the Colts or the Bears. I'm from Chicago, so it was always the Bears kind of thing. But partying for the Super Bowl is casual. I mean, I don't know anybody who wears a tiara when they come to a party like that. Food is usually finger food or something you can serve in a bowl with a bib. And we're talking chili, we're talking hero sandwiches, we're talking cookies and ice cream for dessert type of things. It's really all about what your favorite foods are.
And, of course, it is a good midwinter celebration. It's good for the sports fans.
Absolutely.
And it's good. Okay, let's be frank. We aren't particularly heavy-duty sports fans, but we are all social creatures. I mean, we three in this studio, and this is Midday Matters. And we are talking Super Bowl Superfood because it is such a wonderful excuse for a party. It is even the fact, I know folks that have sort of anti, if you will, Super Bowl parties.
It's called shopping.
And that's another wonderful pastime. Or just a good time to join in and not watch the Super Bowl, watch something else. But for any of the events we just mentioned, besides shopping, good food and good cheer is all a part of it. And that's what we are talking about this show. And anything that we talk about, we're going to have suggestions as well as recipes.
Absolutely.
Work well with any, well, probably year-round, but especially midwinter kind of celebration.
I'd love to hear from people what they like to serve. A lot of people have traditional Super Bowl parties where they will rent a big screen TV and chairs and just have everybody come in. And some people it's the buffalo wings. For some people it's chili. For some people it is, again, make your own sandwich. So if you've got a great story, if you've got a great recipe that you serve only at Super Bowl time, and just know this is one of the few times in the year where there is no penalty for calories. It's all about enjoy the day, enjoy the time, and eat as much as you can.
If you do have a suggestion or your own favorite anecdote from a Super Bowl in the past, give us a call, 452-1185, or you can go right to our Facebook page, and that's Midday Matters, and post it there. Of course, if you have a question for Eileen as well, 452-1185, share your own story with us. In the meantime, okay, we can talk about themes, we can talk about budgets, as with any party or event that one stages at one's house, assuming that we have it at one's house. But and we can also, okay, let's just talk about no calories that day or relatively few, and go ahead and let the bonton roulette and junk foods fine, and there are traditional foods. But
holiday potato chips, yes.
That's true. I mean, and a good point, and Dorito or whatever. The
pretzels,
corn,
dips, yeah.
And all the beverages that go with that. But how could we do something just, you can use the staples if you would want, but you could do something just different and fresh this year.
Well, one of the things that I like to do is kebabs. You can make them up ahead of time, whether they be vegetable kebabs or fruit kebabs or even a fondue type of situation. You can have a cheese fondue where you would have vegetables to dip into it, or bread to dip into it, or breadsticks even to dip into it. But I always like to have crudités. And using the football theme, you can cut out the center of a red cabbage and put your dip in there and make it look kind of football-y. You can make a cheese ball that looks like a football. I have been known to do something like that in my youth when I had a lot more time than I do now. But there's all kinds of recipes all over the internet and in cookbooks and that sort of thing. But it's truly, unless you're really into big time entertaining with this, it's keep it simple. Yes, you can buy store-bought, but truly the most delicious things. And if you want to keep it healthier, you use your own cream cheese, use your own herbs, use your own spices. There's no preservatives. There's no additives. You're not going to load up on the salt. You also want to get your kids involved. If you've got kids that are sports fans, I always think that including them in the prep as well as the game time, it's going to show them that entertaining isn't just about showing up and eating. It's about being a good host or hostess and making sure that if you've got somebody who's coming who has, say, a food allergy or has gluten allergies or doesn't drink alcohol, and this is, again, one of those holidays, man-made holidays, where alcohol does seem to play a large part, not only in the watching, but in the commercials that are there every year. There's, you know, with the ratings of which commercial did best, and it's usually one of the beer commercials that seems to come out on top. But having your kids involved, whether it's in chopping the vegetables, putting together the dips, or having the kids, especially if they're inviting friends over, divided into two cheerleading teams and having them come up with their own cheer so that halftime they can actually be part and parcel of the event. Obviously, the older they are, the more they'll roll their eyes at you when you suggest something like that. But but I also have things like you can do your own party poll, which is where you have a large piece of poster board when you come in and you have everybody sign in for who they think is going to win, how many touchdowns there's going to be, how many sacks of the quarterback there's going to be, how many timeouts, how many fumbles. And the kids can even participate in this. And you have some kind of either fabulous prize. My suggestion would be De Brands, of course, always chocolate, or some other kind of fun treat for the winner who comes up with the most correct answers.
And there's always, well, it's nice to do a theme, and you just added some little natural ones if you do have kids, and of course the poll or the pool, and it could even, dare we say, well, it could be Mr. Chocolate's always a good prize in my book, but sometimes it'll be like everybody add a quarter and do your thing. But, so that goes through the evening, and this all goes back to the fact that if folks even meet toward the beginning of the game, this is a whole late afternoon, early evening, and through the evening affair. So
yes, it's not just an hour or two where people show up, say hello and how are you doing and check up on the kids. You're there for a long period of time and usually over a dinner time.
True. So we get back to having indulging in all the wild and wonderful food that we want to, food and drink, and it's a party, and that's all well. But what are some tips for, okay, a one dish and an easy access, easy to juggle with everything else, a one dish kind of a filling of at least a main course?
I would say you can go with a chili or a sloppy joe. And if you've got someone who's vegetarian, you can certainly do a vegetarian chili. I always say have at least one main vegetarian dish. You just never know. And quite frankly, if you want to add a meat or a cheese, if someone's vegan, to the dish, that's fine. But always be the kind of prepared host or hostess that sort of anticipates what your guests' needs are going to be. And the one thing that we haven't really touched on is cost. Entertaining can be expensive, especially if there is alcohol involved and or meat. Nowadays, the cost of buying food is just going up, up, up. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a casual environment like this with saying to two different friends or three different friends that are coming, bring a different artisanal beer. Bring something. Bring a fancy, funny, or crazy dessert that you think that everybody will like. Share the costs, because you're sharing the fun. You might as well share the costs. If you want to host it yourself, great. Then just ask someone to bring the ice or the paper plates or something like that so that you don't have to bear the brunt. If you want to be more formal, you can do an invite with an internet invite. You can use a phone call. Nobody's going to be, as far as I know, I've never been to a party where you've gotten an official fancy in the mail kind of invite to a Super Bowl party. just isn't typically done.
Not typically.
No.
Or
no,
not
no.
yet, or not at least in our circles. But but the fact remains, it is a good excuse to throw a party and have a good time. Our number here on Midday Matters Friday Art Centric is 452-1185, and we're actually inviting you to share your comments, share your Super Bowl stories, share your best hints, and I'm going to ask a question, and this is a legitimate question. You might know my answer because it's something I love to take, but if one is staging a potluck, and so people ask you to bring a dish, but they don't say any more than that, or maybe they say savory or sweet, that would be an easy thing too, but you know, I do love to, in my schedule, it's fun and rewarding to make deviled eggs, and that's usually a crowd pleaser.
Yes,
and
yes, they are.
Might be thought of as a summer.
No, deviled eggs year-round, because you can always mix something a little bit special or different in with the yolk. Some people are into seafood, whether it be crab or shrimp or something like that. You can add tuna. You can add chopped black olives. You can add some cayenne pepper. You can use dill. Really, whatever your flavors. If you want to go fancy schmancy, you can put some caviar on the top. It's always yeah. good. Or you can make I like to make an egg strata, which is it's a dish that I use a springform pan with, and I take and I chop up eggs and mayonnaise, and I have to use a little bit of gelatin in this, but I'll make a layer of like an egg salad, and then it's typically chopped eggs and mayonnaise and onion and a little bit of gelatin, salt and pepper. Then I let that set for a little bit. Then I take some avocado and I chop up some onions and some avocado and some parsley and a little bit again of the gelatin to have it set. And then I put that as a layer on top of the egg salad. Then I'll take some sour cream, chop up some green onions, put it in that, a little bit of the gelatin with it, and spread that, let it set. that. And then before I serve it, I unmold it, and then I spread caviar on the top and serve it with the mini rye breads and crackers. It's beautiful. It feeds a bazillion people. And if you are not a big fan of caviar, you can put chopped green onions on the top. You can put chopped black olives, green olives, a mixture of any one of those things. And it works really very, very well.
It sounds delightful. And it sounds like just a little dressed up version of the common foods that people
absolutely
enjoy, the more simple recipes.
I've got a great recipe for a salad if you want. If someone says, okay, bring a salad, and you don't have a lot of time, it's sort of a takeoff on a Tuscan bread salad, mm-hmm. where you take a loaf or two of French bread or Italian bread, and you cut it up into cubes, and you drizzle a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper on it, and then you toast them in the oven. Then you take, if you've got two loaves, you want to take about five or six tomatoes. You want to seed them and juice them just a little bit and chop them into small to medium-sized pieces. Put them in a colander over a bowl, salt them, let the juice drop into the bowl. Mm-hmm. You then, once they've drained about 20 minutes, half an hour, you take and make a vinaigrette, which is really, it's a 3-to-1 ratio, which is three parts of oil to one part either vinegar or wine. Use the tomatoes, the juice from the tomato, a little salt, a little pepper, a little sugar. Mix that together. Toss the breadcrumbs in that just to coat it lightly. Then you mix together the bread cubes, the tomatoes. You top up some basil, some romaine lettuce, a little bit of red onion or shallots, whatever you like best. Toss that all together. Drizzle a little more of the dressing over the top, and it is fabulous. Great. Goes great with chili. Goes great with sandwiches. Really, whatever you like.
That and also would go great at any kind
of any time
function
of year.
And any time of year. Mm-hmm. But what a nice time to we often warn folks not to get too creative with new recipes for an occasion, but something like that sounds like, well, a lot of the ingredients are going to be at hand anyway.
Sure, and except for the fresh basil, which from a lot of people have fresh basil at home or they grow it themselves.
Or use it for something. Yeah, right. And so you could experiment with that just a little bit to get your confidence built mm-hmm. up and then have it ready to go.
And I should also say before we get too ahead of ourselves that support for Midday Matters on WBOI is provided by Indiana Center for Middle East Peace, presenting Dr. Luis Pascal, discussing the Afghan Songbook Projects Thursday, January 24th, 7 p.m. Downtown Public Library. Details are at 260-485-5188. If you have a question, comment, if there's maybe been kind of a flub in the kitchen during a Super Bowl, we love to hear those and how you overcame them. 260-452-1185 is the number to call. You can always post questions and comments on our Facebook page, Midday Matters, or send us an email at middaymatters@nipr.fm.
And Eileen, you have mentioned the no matter what the food, of course, it's all about the good cheer, and mm-hmm. the food is good if mm-hmm. the cheer is good. And also, you have mentioned that if your team is winning, everything tastes good.
Yes, that is so true. Wonderful. That is so true.
So how, okay, whether your team is winning or not, how do you keep like the spirit and the sport up through the whole evening?
Well, if you're talking about how to keep the mood light and keep conversation flowing, obviously mm-hmm. food helps, and sometimes alcohol does as well, but with the drinks and with the food, I tend to want to put out appetizers first. There is always the pregame show. People do like to come early and watch mm-hmm. the shows and that kind of stuff, and it's typically pretzels or chips or M&Ms or whatever. My kids used to make something called puppy chow, which was the mix mm-hmm. of the cereal and the peanuts and that kind of stuff. I've become addicted to Trader Joe's kettle corn, and that's out all the time as well. So that's out usually when people arrive. I like to have hot cider, hot mulled cider. It's just a really great thing to have along. I keep it hot and cold. Soft drinks, I'm getting away from soft drinks more and more. I have more water or more fruit juices or that type of thing. Not for any other reason than, I'm trying to eat and drink a little healthier. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly have it on occasion, but it's more the exception than the rule right now. But there's a lot of people who prefer to have that. Then about Oh, I don't know, probably 5 or 10 minutes. And as we all know, 5 or 10 minutes in football can be a half an hour. Mm-hmm. But supposedly 5 minutes or so before the end of the first half is when I usually start putting food out for people to eat for the meal. Because most likely they're going to want to sit and watch the halftime show. And does anybody have any idea who is at the halftime show this year? I do not. So if anybody out there knows, please call in and let me know.
That far ahead.
I did not. And so they like to watch the halftime show. They like to rate the commercials. And that's actually one of the high points of any Super Bowl show that I've ever watched, is that we're watching the commercials almost as much and as intently if we aren't really a fan of whatever team is playing, and then rate them afterwards. And of course, we're all experts when it comes to that type of thing. But
it looks like Alicia Keys will be playing the halftime show.
Oh, I'm going to be watching that. She is absolutely one of my favorites. So again, you know, I'm going to be watching her, but I'm also going to want to be eating. I will be eating nonstop from the time that the TV gets turned
up.
Oh, you know, the Jelly Bellies are out. The chocolate. The De Brands is usually the dessert. No, dessert is something we haven't really discussed. I typically don't go crazy for desserts. It's brownies or cookies or that type of thing.
A finger food.
More finger food than anything else. To have a cake with unless you're, again, having a cake that has the team on it, or cupcakes are actually a much better way to go than cakes at this point, because you can have the football on the top of the cupcakes. You can order them from a bakery or the grocery. They're there now. I know. I've seen them out there. It's the pre-cupcake.
And they're got all of their bets hedged in case it will be.
Yes, there's all
Patriots
four of them out there.
Or the Ravens or the 49ers versus the Falcons. And I must note that Sarah had one, who is not, I don't think of you, no offense, as Miss Football Sarah.
None taken.
But you did mention how great it would be if it was the Ravens versus the Falcons, because why?
It would be birds versus birds. And I really like birds.
Like angry birds?
No.
It would be angry birds. Yes, they would.
It would be.
Hey, you're better than I am. I was talking with a colleague of mine earlier today, and you know, he said, "What's your dream team?" And I said, "I don't know, the Cubs versus the Colts." And they all looked at me and kind of rolled my eyes. That would be an interesting football game.
Yes,
especially since.
But that's valid because it's your own. Fantasy team.
Those are my fantasy. I think the Colts would just run over the Cubs.
In the meantime, Sarah was proud because what she lacks in overt football enthusiasm, she makes up for in, among other things, Portlandia humor, putting a bird on it.
Yes.
And so that is something that you could do.
Yes. So if it is birds versus birds, I plan on tweeting and updating my Facebook throughout the game, making various put a bird jokes on.
And you're also a origamist and a crane maker, so you could go for the Raven and the Falcon.
I'll have
very,
to make some cranes in the different colors.
I am so coming to your house for this game. I'll bring the food, you bring the birds. That will be.
I could even add wine, though it's often beer or hot cider to the party, and what a party it is. But we are speaking with Eileen Goltz here on Midday Matters Art Centric. And why? Because we are talking about Super Bowl superfood, also things that happen like this. Any excuse to have a party in the middle of the long, cold winter is a wonderful excuse indeed to share these kind of things. Now, back to the whole, to our little talk about our fantasy team. Well, we sort of have our fantasy menu going here. Our party. Sarah's got the party favors already.
You've got deviled eggs.
Yes,
I've got the bread salad. Sarah, what would you like to see at a Super Bowl party?
Well, okay, does one decorate for a Super Bowl
party? You can.
Okay.
I don't know that you'd want to go out and spend a ton of money unless you were a big fan. But in terms of team wear, you know, if you've got a shirt, obviously wear your shirt. Again, I'm going back to kids because that is always one of my favorite things. You can have your kids make pom-poms. You can have your kids make posters. And when somebody scores or makes a first down, and yes, I do know what a first down is. Not much more, but I do know what a first down is. Have them hold up the posters or cheer. And again, we can certainly have the kids put on a show, put on their own halftime show for us, whether it be karaoke, whether it be a cheer, whether it just be helping you serve whatever food there is out. Get the kids involved and make sure that they help you clean up when the evening is over, of course.
That, of course, is a good point.
We need to take a quick break for the news. But before we do that, I have to apologize because I was incorrect with Alicia Keys. She's singing the national anthem.
But oh, well, that is a treat.
Yes.
Okay.
But Beyonce is going to be doing the halftime show, which is ironic because I woke up to my neighbor blaring Single Ladies. So I guess there was some part of me that knew that. So I apologize. Beyonce.
Alicia accepts your apology, yeah. I'm sure.
I'm sorry, Alicia. I did not mean to snub you. When we come back, we'll be back with Eileen Goltz, who is a columnist for the Journal Gazette, cookbook author, and also the host of Slice of Life, which you can hear on Tuesdays during Morning Edition and All Things Considered on WBOY. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, but if you have any questions, comments, want to talk about anything party or Super Bowl food related, give us a call at 260-452-1185 or email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm.
After a hectic week, get ready for the weekend with the Friday Vibe on WBOI. Hi, I'm Bruce Reidenbach. Join me and Bill Forsyth for the jazz you won't hear anyplace else in Northeast Indiana. Friday nights at 7 on your home for NPR News and Jazz, 89.1 FM, HD Channel 1, WBOI, Fort Wayne.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Beter with WBOI News. State lawmakers want to help pay for some low-income families to send their children to preschool. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the proposed pilot program.
Proposed House legislation would set aside $7 million over each of the next 2 years for about 1,000 3- and 4-year-olds to attend a preschool program. To be eligible, family income would have to be 185% of the federal poverty level or less, incorporating more people than the federal Head Start program. Speaker Brian Bosma says there are an estimated 81,000 Hoosier children who fit that description, but funding all of them would be too costly this soon.
Prudence dictates that we put our toe in the water and study it and be sure that it's an effective program, that it in fact does meet the goal of preparing otherwise unprepared children for kindergarten and first grade.
And Bosma says the money would be for children to attend high-quality preschools that use age-appropriate curricula. Bosma says he hopes the pilot program will use both public and private preschool options. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
It appears health advocates have little chance of seeing Indiana's smoking ban extended to include bars. That exemption was included in the statewide ban that legislators approved last year, and its chief sponsors have filed a bill that would take it away. Representative Charlie Brown of Gary says he filed the measure to keep discussion going on what he believes is the need for a broader smoking ban, but he does not expect it will advance this session. The law that took effect in July bans smoking in most indoor workplaces, including all restaurants. Many cities and counties have tougher bans that include bars. House Public Policy Committee Chairman Bill Davis of Portland says he believes legislators should wait a couple of years before considering whether to toughen up the statewide restrictions. A bill backed by the leaders of both Indiana House caucuses would create the Indiana Career Council, a group tasked with training more Hoosiers to work in the manufacturing sector. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Dan Goldblatt reports, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say a more educated workforce will help improve Indiana's economy.
Democratic House Minority Leader Scott Peleth joined Republican House Speaker Brian Bosma in co-authoring legislation that aims to implement one of Governor Mike Pence's campaign goals, to train more people, especially young people, for work in manufacturing. Peleth says the Career Council will help drive the state's economy by helping Hoosiers become qualified for high-paying, high-tech manufacturing jobs.
Sometimes it's not just about how the economy's moving, it's making sure that it's moving in the right way.
Bosma says despite Indiana's unemployment rate of around 8%, there are twice as many job openings in the state as unemployed workers.
We have 2.4 jobs available for every unemployed person in this state. But they're in the science, technology, engineering, and manufacturing arena, and the folks who are unemployed, their skills don't match these opportunities.
The council will be made up of the governor and lieutenant governor, along with representatives from both chambers of the legislature, as well as the superintendent of public instruction, the secretary of commerce, and Ivy Tech president Tom Snyder, among others. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dan Goldblatt in Bloomington.
You're listening to Midday Matters Art-Centric here on WBOI Fort Wayne.
Welcome back to Friday Art-Centric Midday Matters here on WBOI. If you have any questions or comments, we're talking about the Super Bowl, super food part of the Super Bowl. 260-452-1185. You can always post on our Facebook page, Midday Matters, or you can send us an email with any questions or comments at middaymatters@nipr.fm. I'm Sarah D'Elia, joined in the studio today with Julia Meek and Eileen Goltz, our very own Slice of Life columnist and radio segment host.
Yes. And while we were on break, we had someone ask us about pizza. And really, that's kind of what I wanted to devote a portion of this half hour to, is pizza, which is the staple of the Super Bowl weekend. One of the problems with pizza on this weekend is that everybody wants pizza. So if you're going to be ordering it, you could have a big, long wait. So my suggestion is, actually, it's kind of triple fold. You can order it and pray that they get there in time for your guests, or you can order it ahead of time, keep it in your fridge and or freezer, and or buy the stuff at the grocery store, which is never quite as good as the fresh stuff, or make it yourself. And so often people think that pizza is this dough that you flip in the air and then put on a stone and then put in the oven with sauce and cheese. And while that is the typical idea of a pizza, it's so much more than that. Pizza is a dish that can be created out of just about anything. In fact, you can even make a dessert pizza. Now, not your typical idea of a pizza, but we can get into that later. But for making your own pizza, you'll want to create a yeast dough. And there's, rather than give you a recipe, because there's all kinds of yeast doughs out there, I would suggest you go on to the web. There's a couple of really great sites, food.com, Yumly, Smitten Kitchen. All of them have great pizza recipes on them. Even Martha Stewart has one. And as for a tomato sauce, you can use your own homemade. You can buy the store-bought. You can make them big. You can make them small. But in case you're not a dough aficionado, you can buy the ready-made doughs. There's a couple of them out there. I know Bowlby has one. I know Kroger and Myers, they have their own store brands that you can buy the dough already cooked or in tubes. But Pillsbury has it in tubes, then just spread it out and use the sauce. Sky's the limit when it comes to toppings. Some people are meataholics or carnivores, as it were, and it's all about the bacon or the sausage or the ham or really whatever. And for others, it's more about the veggies. Some people like to grill them ahead of time or saute them ahead of time and put them on top. Some like it raw. Some people are cheese freaks. They want to have as much cheese as you can possibly put on it without breaking the pan. Others just want a sprinkling of Parmesan. And you don't have to just use mozzarella. You can use a provolone or a Havarti, or even I've seen people do feta cheese with basil and mushrooms and that sort of thing with a more artisanal type of a flavor. Sky's the limit. If you don't want to do a dough, you can do a bagel. You can do a pita bread. You can do a cracker. You can make. You can buy the pizza egg rolls that I've seen in the freezer section. You know, again, it's a ready-made food, and you're going to spend the money for it. And you, if you really want to be a little crazy in the kitchen, you can make your own. But it's a pain, really a pain to make pizza egg rolls. Mm-hmm. As for dessert pizzas, it's typically made with a cookie crust. You can go with a chocolate crust, or you can go with a shortbread crust. You can either cook the crust or take crumbled cookies and press it into I use a pizza pan, actually, to do it. You can make I typically suggest mixing cream cheese with a little, either cream cheese or a farmer's cheese, with a little bit of orange juice or a little bit of lemonade concentrate.
Sauce.
For the sauce. You then can put chocolate chips or sprinkles or any kind of crushed Butterfingers or Milky Ways or that type of thing. And then you can drizzle strawberry sauce or put fresh fruit on it if you like, and do concentric circles of strawberries and blueberries and that type of stuff. And then drizzle either a chocolate sauce or a strawberry sauce, or even heat up a little apricot jam and glaze the top of it. So okay, we got pizzas for every size, shape, and flavor.
And you can make them as healthy or as unhealthy as you want.
Unhealthy. And, there's no such thing as an unhealthy pizza. There's just pizzas that have more calories than other pizzas. And again, I really suggest using a variety of different cheeses. Mozzarella, great. I like Romano. I like Parmesan. If anybody out there's got a recipe for a pizza that's a little bit different that you might want to suggest for somebody to serve for Super Bowl, please call in. Let us know.
And we think, too, that you may, well, I mean, pizza is almost a state of mind. We know when we think of pizza and the taste that we imagine, but and you can stretch that imagination. I like the idea of doing the little pizza breads or the bagels, mm-hmm, or whatever you would choose to put them on, because it makes it bite. Again, it's real handy, user-friendly, mm-hmm, thing to transport through the house, wherever the party is, take a bite. Mm-hmm. Come back.
Well, you
to
can
it.
Use pita bread in a way that you probably you can make a, what I call a cold pizza sandwich. I take and a chunk up mozzarella, Havarti. I love pepper jack cheese. That is really terrific. I take a pita. I cut off the top. I put in a couple of chunks of a couple different kinds of cheeses. I put some tomatoes, some black olives, and then I take the squirt bottle of the pizza sauce and I just squirt it in there. And then you can nuke it in the microwave if you like. If you want to keep it cold, you can put some lettuce in there. And cucumbers for crunch, but for the most part, I'll just stick it into the microwave, nuke it for 10, 15 seconds just to get the cheese soft. You really don't want to melt it too much because then it's a little hard to hold, but just soften the cheese a little bit and it's delicious.
452-1185 would be the number to call here on Midday Matters Friday Art Centric if you have your own recipe to share, your own suggestion to share, a question about maybe converting heretofore. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as unhealthy or too high calorie, I know, but let's just say healthifying things up a little bit for
salads.
Super Bowl party. And also, what about wraps? When they use it with lettuce and you know, totally go on the alternative, or wraps in general.
Wraps are great. I like, if you want to spice it up a bit, get some of the flavored wraps. There's tomato, there's basil, mm-hmm, there's spinach. For color, you can, I mean, it sounds really totally gross, but kids will like it. You can color cream cheese, whatever the team colors are. Blue cream cheese is not my favorite, but you certainly could do that. It's more about the desserts where you'd have the cupcakes frosted or the cookies frosted with the team colors. But no, wraps are great. Again, you can go hot or cold. You can do the grilled vegetables. You can do just cheeses. You can do meats, cheeses, and vegetables. You can also have a salad bar. And the other thing you can do is a potato bar, a baked potato bar, where you just have the baked potatoes and have whatever you like out there for people to put on top.
That would be user and hostess friendly,
that
too.
That is correct.
Keeping it.
We have a caller on line one. We have Jordan with a comment on a pizza recipe. Jordan, welcome to Art Centric Midday Matters.
Thanks. You were talking about pizza and this recipe I tried a while back for pizza waffles.
Oh, give it to us, please.
I don't have the recipe with me, but you use an unsweetened waffle batter and make waffles like you would for breakfast, you know, smaller ones.
Right.
And then you make sort of little handheld pizzas.
That sounds great. I would cut down on the sugar in the batter, but I think it sounds fabulous.
Yeah. You use an unsweetened batter, and you know, you can put whatever you want on top, and they're really easy. Like, you can have people make them themselves, and then just, you know, throw them in a toaster oven or something for a couple minutes.
Oh, that sounds well. Yes. You have the waffle maker out, and just have the fixins there, and that sounds fabulous.
You can be on our team. We've just determined.
Yes, I've drafted him. You can't have him. Thanks for calling in, Jordan.
Thanks for having me.
That is fabulous. What a great idea.
Just the right size portion and just the right size of crunch. And again, it would be fresh and so simple and a good alternative from a bagel. Bagels are a little dense, but then again, so am I.
Mini bagels work really well. I've been known to, you know, you cut the mini bagels in half and you put them on a cookie sheet and you drizzle the sauce. And I like portobello pizzas too, which is more of a fork and knife kind of thing, because they do tend tend to get a bit mushy unless you've got them on a piece of bread or something like that. But I take the portobello caps, pull out the stem, I chop up some onions and some olives and the stem, put it in the center, drizzle a little of the tomato sauce over it, cheese on top. Usually I just use Parmesan. I don't typically use a lot of mozzarella or shredded cheese. Oh, another thing, cost cutting. Yes, it is incredibly easy to buy the shredded cheese. My suggestion is buy the block cheese and shred it yourself. You could save almost a third of the cost of your cheese if you shred the cheese yourself. Just a little cost-saving tip for really any kind of entertaining. It's hard if you're going to only use a cup or two, but if a pound of cheese goes a long, long way.
It's almost a staple sometimes to have in your pantry, and I guess that's something I want to address. And we do encourage everyone out there listening to address your questions and comments to Eileen Goltz as well, 452-1185, or you can post on our Facebook page, Midday Matters, if you have your own questions and comments, like I say. But what can you do to, okay, you want to go thematic, not too thematic. Right. You want to have a fun, but not, do you believe in going the whole theme?
Oh, sure, sure. If you're gonna go crazy, really, just go over the cliff. I mean, if you want to do thematic, if that is indeed your choice, I would say go for the tablecloths and the napkins and the cups. I am not a big fan of disposable, but for something like this, I would say absolutely go for it. Streamers, very inexpensive. Get the, you know, whatever the colors are. You can have your kids decorate. You want to have something outside. Have banners outside. Have them do the posters, have them do the decorating. In the bathroom, you can have toilet paper that has team logos on it. I mean, really, if you want to go crazy, a little bit crazy. I went to a party one year where the Colts were playing, and it was insane. Everything that possibly could have a Colts label on it had a Colts label. And again, I was most impressed with the Colts toilet paper. I don't ask me why that struck my fancy, but it was kind of like, wow, these people are really fans.
The ultimate hostess and fan, yes.
No, yeah, I put fans in parentheses. Right. Yeah, they were fans. So it's like, okay, fine. And one of the things that we haven't addressed, as we just briefly touched on, is the fact that alcohol typically is served at parties like this. And always when you're entertaining, designated driver. If you feel that in any way, shape, or form any of your guests are compromised, you either take their keys and drive them yourself or you call a cab. It is not the time of you're celebrating a great, fun time where you're rooting for a team and you just want to enjoy yourself. You don't want to end the day in the emergency room or, God forbid, something worse. So again, moderation. Make sure that when you do have alcoholic beverages out, that your children are kept far enough away from them or it's high enough up that they can't be tempted to just test the boundaries, I push the envelope type of thing.
And then that's another good reason to have various foods at various times, little activities here and there, poles or whatever you want, your own little halftime merriments, if that's what you want to do to spread the evening out. Nice touch as a hostess. Well, important touch as a host or hostess would be to have the designated driver all arranged.
The other thing that I want to suggest, and this may sound a little bit over the top, but I found if you've got a bunch of younger families or friends that are on a very limited budget and you've got younger children and you want to have this evening and you want to invite everybody and it's a question of, they might not want to come because they don't have a babysitter, they can't afford it. What you should do is you get your friends together and you pool your resources and you hire one babysitter and you bring all of the kids and you set up a room or an area where the kids can play and you've got a teenager or whoever the designated babysitter is to watch the kids and you have, you can involve them in the game, but you have a Disney movie set up or you have games for them to play or an arts and crafts project for the babysitter to work with them so that the parents can actually feel like they're human beings and adults again. If the child is younger than one or two, it's a little bit more problematic. But if you've got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, they're more than happy to wander in and out of the room. But as long as there's something else for them to do, they're not going to bother you. And you need to have an adult or a teenager supervising them.
Sure. And what a gift to give to Everybody at your party, the children as well as the adults, and everybody has a good time. Now, here's something I am going to throw at you, and that would be, theoretically, if someone was thrown a very last-minute situation in which they could have a party. It's just like all of a sudden people do come over, or all of a sudden, oh my goodness, so-and-so could come over. And I understand even if you have just a few, you could pull your resources and go buy all the junk food of your dreams at the store. But what could you do with just a general cupboard? Pull stuff out. I mean, what could you put together impromptu? What could
Irene? You're talking about, I call it a pantry party, which is where they're called pantry parties, where it's one of the last minutes you really don't have time to run to the grocery store. That's where I always say, keep your pantry stocked. In my freezer, I always have, or in my pantry, I always have mixed nuts or, you know, you always got pecans or almonds and things like that that you're going to use for baking. I say grab a bowl, put some almonds, pecans, raisins, chocolate chips, just dump them into a bowl, mix them up, and you've got a nice little snack there. You can always throw some pretzels in there as well. Typically, you have cream cheese in your refrigerator. If you are someone who likes dips, I would say take that cream cheese, mix it up with a little bit of milk, and if you want it sweet, you put in some brown sugar, maybe some vanilla, some orange juice, I mean, cinnamon, whatever your taste combination is, mix it up, cut up some fruit, you can dip it in that. If you want to keep it savory, I would mix mayonnaise and sour cream together with, you know, you can use dill, you can use oregano, you might make a little bit of a pizza dip. I would take black olives or green olives. I'm a big black olive fan, so I would be chopping up the black olives and some pecans with some mayonnaise and sour cream and or cream cheese, whatever your combination preference is. Mix that up together. Put out your potato chips. Put out your pretzels. Make garlic bread. If you've got, even if you just have, and I know I'm still saying sad news for Wonder Bread and that, but even if you just have white bread in the freezer, I mean, really, really sad, but you take it and you make garlic bread with that. You cut off the crust, or you cut it into triangle, or you cut it into sticks. You melt some butter, put some garlic in there, and just spread it on the top, and you've got garlic sticks. If you've got a pound or two of bacon, you can make bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. Again, most likely, and that's a great. And I mean, or you can just take your potatoes. Most people have potatoes in their pantry. Bake them up, cut them in half. You can make stuffed potatoes. You can make fried potatoes. You just basically you bake the potatoes, scoop out the inside, brush them with a little bit of oil, bake them in the oven, little salt, little pepper, and then you have all kinds of toppings, whether it's bacos, whether it's green onions, whether it's chopped tomatoes, frozen broccoli. My goodness, you can make a frozen broccoli casserole. Why not serve a frittata? You can just, you know, got a dozen eggs, whip them up, make a quiche or two. These are all things that you can make. If you've got a frozen pie shell in your freezer, or make your own pie shell for those people who have skills. You put in whatever you've got. And again, it's as much about the people that are there than the food you serve. Sometimes the best parties are the ones that are thrown together at the absolute last second where you're going by the seat of your pants and you stuff your face, and at the end of the day, there's nothing left because you guys have been so busy laughing and joking and watching one team be absolutely annihilated by the other team. And you don't even remember what you ate, but you're full and you've gained 5 pounds. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just about the fun that you had putting it together.
Sounds like it's always, well, good sportitude means good cheer and gracious hostessing. Again, it helps if your team is winning or if you don't have a team.
Yeah.
Then everybody can be happy.
Really, seriously, you got to have a team. I was one of those people in growing up. My father and my mom were not sports oriented in the least. And when I was dating my husband, I'm an IU fan. Basketball is my game, and I kind of understand that. So over the years, my children and my husband and my friends have all sort of educated me on what goes on. But still, it's like, you know, who's versing who and who do we want to win? And, you know, 5 minutes later, again, who's playing who? And if I see something really spectacular on the field, I'm, you know, woohoo cheering, and I really don't care which team it is. As long as they're playing great, nobody gets hurt, I'm all for watching the game.
yet another secret of Eileen's
why I'm married
now.
So long.
But no, that's fine because, again, one interesting thing at any given party or gathering is the folks that are so into the game, they are barely into anything else, or maybe they're a little bit into the hard refreshments and maybe the chips and pretzels, but not into the whole social side of it.
Well, the social side of it is also where you can set up all the food and leave everything there and then go shopping with your friends if you're not
well,
so into the game
too.
And then show up in time for halftime and then, oh, yeah, great game. And then, yeah, great game. The game is that I've got six bags of stuff that I got on sale. So
then that way everybody's a winner, too.
Everybody's happy.
We still have, well, maybe a minute left if folks do have questions. And I think that I have just one more. What can folks do to make it easier or happier or just fun for the hostess if they're
just
going to a
party? Help them clean up at the end of the evening. I know that sounds crazy, but when you're at a casual party like this, typically you clean as you go, but there's always that last minute vacuuming or sweeping. Even if the host or hostess says, no, say, hey, you know what? I helped make the party. I want to help you so you don't have all of this burden. And if you're using disposable, obviously you're pitching it, but it's wipe down the counters. Make sure that the cushions are back where they need to be. Just grab a broom and sweep. If you're close enough friends to be there for a Super Bowl in your ratty old sweatshirt and your stinky sneakers, you're friends enough to sweep up their kitchen or their vacuum their family room.
And what a good suggestion that is. Also, this is, I know I'm not asking an adequate question necessarily, but this is a party, and if one is invited to a place for a party, is there some little fun thing you can think of to take the hostess?
I always say bring clementines. I have a bag of clementines because not only can you put them out at the party, a chocolate, of course. I mean, it goes without saying when you're
Mr.
ever
chocolate,
with me, it's
yes.
Mr. Chocolate. But a bag of clementines or even, I mean, it's winter. So sometimes just a funky, fun plant. I've seen some fabulous orchids out there that are very user-friendly. You put them out, but something to cheer the day. I tend to say don't bring something that's a team-oriented unless you know for sure that that person is a particular fan, and they may already have it. Bring something practical, whether it's a bottle of wine or some beer if you've been asked to bring food. But again, use common sense. And like I said, clementines always work for me.
In the meantime, we hope that folks, whether you are rooting for the Patriots or the Ravens or the 49ers or the Falcons, that's all coming up this Sunday, that pressure will be off and you can practice some of these recipes and some of these social skills that we've outlined today just to get ready for the Super Bowl party.
Yes, and thanks so much to the waffle pizza caller.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that one.
And it can be used for really any type of party event. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And everyone else that listened and wrote in, thank you so much for listening to Artcentric Midday Matters here on WBOI. And thanks to you, Eileen, for coming
Always
in and chatting
a
with us. If you haven't heard Eileen's column, it's you can hear it on Tuesdays during Morning Edition and on All Things Considered. And if you've missed any, you can go to NIPR.fm to the podcast section and click on Slice of Life, and you can hear her stories and her recipes and get some tips. We're going to have a special Super Bowl recipe coming up in a couple of weeks. This is Northeast Indiana Public Radio broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 HD Channel 1, and we're streaming online at NIPR.fm. This is WBOI Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University. We're coming up on 1 o'clock, and Fresh Air is up next.